Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm here in San Diego. I mean, I surf, I'm active, you know, I'm an ex-college athlete. Well, I decided, you know, I'm going to try that Balance of Nature. Let's just see what happens. Like after about a month and a half, man, what a difference. That sold me right there. That's when I was like, you know, this stuff's working, so I'm going to stick with it. And so I've been sticking with it ever since, and it's definitely helped, and I definitely feel good. Seems like to be the real deal.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer, I want.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough. I've got a special report just for you from my friends at Swiss America, and it's free. Go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to get it now.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So glad to have you with us. It's a Letter of the Law Thursday with some fun things about current elections and more. Stay with us.
Thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, Kevin McCullough, welcoming you into another edition. I have to tell you, it is a rather unique thing that we are observing the passing of one O.J. Simpson on the same day of the week where sometimes I like to take a deep dive into legal things. I wouldn't have thought two seconds about it. That this would have been the likely day that OJ would have died. But it is, I find it intriguing because if there was ever a person that I think embodied in this life, and who knows about his afterlife and where he's going or anything else, but in this life, there's never been a greater example of someone who shot to stardom, had every trapping of fame, had every trapping of success, had all the money and women and fame and influence and, you know, luxury that the human life could afford. And then to, in his kind of most fateful chapters of his life, closer to the end than the beginning, experience what he did and go down the path that he did. Now, we all remember, of course, that O.J. Simpson was not convicted by the jury of his peers. We remember the incredible lineup of dream team attorneys that he had sitting, you know, to his left at that defense table. You had Robert Kardashian. You had Alan Dershowitz, you had Johnny Cochran, you had people whose entire, you know, lifetime of fame became, you know, connected to the ability for him to be cleared of this criminal charge. You remember Johnny Cochran holding up the glove, and they tried to get OJ to put it on. This is the glove that was supposedly soaked with Nicole Simpson's blood. But today, the former NFL running back passed away at 76. He had cancer, they said. And the family, of course, understandably, is asking for privacy and respect and quiet. It's hard to summarize how he's going to be remembered, right? So he's widely recognized as this legendary running back for the Buffalo Bills, maybe the greatest of his era, maybe one of the greatest of all times. When he's done with that, he became the consummate pitchman before there was ever a Michael Jordan or, you know, pick your favorite, you know, sports celebrity endorser. He was a movie star. He did, guest cameos on TV shows all over the place. And yet probably what he will probably most be remembered for is being found civilly liable for the deaths of his ex-wife and her friend. And to this day, the Goldmans, Ronald Goldman's parents, completely adhere to the idea that the only reason he wasn't found criminally guilty was because of the dream team that he had hired and the legal expertise with which they were able to maneuver and cast doubt on certain pieces of the evidence's claims. It was dubbed the trial of the century. It received international press attention. You'll never forget where you were
when that white Bronco began being tracked down the, what was it, the 405? As it, you know, drove and drove and drove and drove, and the whole country watched OJ, you know, duck down in the back seat of the white Bronco as the police were trying to bring him in. It ended on October 3rd, 1995. He was acquitted of the murders. The acquittal came 9 months after the trial began, about 16 months after the murders had had taken place. And then he was found civilly liable, responsible for the deaths. But in the civil trial, you don't have the same kind of strict rules and standards. So his supporters would say, well, they couldn't prove the case criminally, so civilly was what they got. And there's some truth to that. He also got arrested, you may not remember this, for robbing two sports memorabilia collectors at gunpoint in 2007 in Las Vegas because they had some of his stuff and he wanted it back. He said during that trial that he only wanted to take back personal items and family photos that had been taken from him after the 1995 acquittal. He was convicted for armed robbery, sentenced to 33 years, along with a minimum of 9 years before he was eligible for parole. 9 years later, he was released. And that would have been 2017. Played 11 years in the NFL. Selected as the number one overall pick. Also played for the 49ers at one point, but he was really remembered for being a Buffalo Bill. But it's just interesting that the study of a person's life who at one point in time has everything, literally everything the world can possibly throw at him. Fame, wealth, recognition. As I said, women, and there weren't just one. And yet, the bottom line he'll probably be remembered for is his worst moment in taking the life of his ex-wife, her boyfriend at the time, and the torture that this trial put through the country. You know, to some degree, this was one of those pinpoints where race was brought up, and I feel like unjustly. It had nothing to do with whether or not OJ was a black man. It had to do with whether or not he killed his ex-wife. But bottom line, everyone that had a connection to that case got famous, got to use that fame for other things. The detective went on to be, you know, a Law and Order pundit for the networks. The prosecutors went on to be, you know, big shots in the legal realm. Obviously, all of his attorneys were already well-known, but they became even more well-known. I mean, you really knew who the Kardashians were after the OJ trial. But here we are, a number of years later, and OJ Simpson no longer with us. And it's hard to understand how to really reflect upon this life and what it meant as O.J. Simpson is now no longer here. All right, Kevin McCullough.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great. And because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. For my next guest, the last time that I spoke with him in a serious way, we've seen each other only casually in a couple of instances since then, but was to an election night. Three years ago, when the race for the governorship of New Jersey came down to a late night count. There were some ballot counts that seemed to go up overnight, particularly in Bergen County. And it turned out that Jack Cittorelli would not be the governor of New Jersey. But is that about to change? Well, some people gathered this week to affirm that he is their choice, and he has made that announcement that he is now seeking that seat again. And I am very honored to have Jack Cittorelli rejoin us here at the Kevin McCullough microphone. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kevin. Thanks so much for having me. Looking forward to it.
I remember that night. I was there doing reports, and the votes, it looked like it was going to be a good night for you. I don't know exactly what happened in the overnight, particularly in the Bergen County count, but came up just a little bit short. And since we did, what has happened to the state that you wanted to represent?
Unfortunately, nothing, Kevin. We still have the worst property taxes in the nation. It's still ranked as the worst state in the country in which to do business because of taxes and regulations. This is the most difficult state in which to retire. It's one reason why we have an out-migration of our seniors. And we've got a school system that, yes, has pockets of success here and there, but overall is failing our students. We have way too many students that are graduating that are below grade level with their reading and math skills, people that aren't ready for careers if they're not going to college. And so one thing I'm determined to do is let's stop saying New Jersey has the best school system in the country. It's one of the most expensive. And right now there's not a whole lot of value in way too many communities. So those are the issues: property taxes, business climate, the ability to retire here, and then, of course, improving our public education system.
It is a very interesting comparison because we've had now Governor Murphy for the length of time that he's been there. And on more than one occasion, there have been natural disasters, you know, disasters of weather and other things that he has been caught out of town on, and can't blame him entirely for that. But at times there seemed to be kind of this, well, I don't really need to be back there right now. It's kind of a hands-off type of governor in many instances, Jack. I know that following your Twitter, now X, account for the last number of years, that really bothered you. As a native New Jerseyan who spent your entire life here, all the way from childhood, that really hit home for you.
It really did. And when you make statements like, make New Jersey the California of the East Coast, it only infuriates you all the more. The Murphys are not originally from New Jersey. They don't seem to understand New Jersey. And, you know, Kevin, you used words there, hands off. It's funny you say that because throughout my speeches, I talk about the need for a hands-on CEO.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what we need, a hands-on CEO to run this state government and have it do what it's supposed to do to the benefit of New Jerseyans. And he is so hands-off, as is his administration. That's why it's been so non-responsive in so many different ways to the needs of the people of New Jersey. So I think that's one of the things that differentiates me. I've been a two-time successful business owner, and I've got a very hands-on style. I'm not a micromanager, because if you're micromanaging, that means you've hired the wrong people. But I am hands-on, and I will be in terms of carrying out our agenda.
Let's talk about that in some tangible ways that the people are dealing with right now, and it really hits home for them. Obviously, New Jersey is the most populous state in the country. Per capita, there are more people here than anywhere else. It is it has been in years past a robust state where you had lots of entrepreneurial businesses, business owners that loved being here, loved being in proximity to Philadelphia and New York and having kind of an access to build and grow and yet not succumb to complete, you know, urban sprawl. But since the COVID pandemic, and really to some degree, even starting before it, you started to see massive numbers of large businesses leave the state of New Jersey. If you're the governor, what can you do pragmatically, whether you have an assembly and a Senate that is with you or not? What can you do pragmatically that begins to say to businesses, we want you to be here. We want you to come back. We want you to start your business in New Jersey.
First and foremost, we'll make it clear that I am pro-business. If you notice, when Murphy talks in his state of the state or his state, the budget address, rather, you never hear him talk about being pro-business. You never hear his administration talk about being pro-business. So that's a very important message that the business community needs to hear. And the other thing we need to do is what the Democratic governor of Pennsylvania did. He cut the corporate business tax in half from 10 to 5% because he was losing business to Ohio, which has a zero business tax rate.
Right.
So we need to cut New Jersey's highest in the nation business tax in half. And we can do that in a very fiscally responsible way. The other thing we need to do is lessen our regulations. And I believe, Kevin, we could do that without screwing the consumer or hurting the environment. And those kinds of things would immediately send the right message to the business community. I know you know this, Kevin, but back in the 1970s, New Jersey had more Fortune 500 companies headquartered here than any other state in the country. That's not the case today. And what I just found so insulting recently is a big company, a very large company, moved from New Providence. Murphy administration celebrated that like they came here from Tennessee with 5,000 jobs. I mean, what are we celebrating? I'm glad they stayed. Okay. But if you're the mayor of New Providence, you're not real happy right now. You've got an 80 acre campus that no longer has a tenant in it. And but this is the Murphy administration, right? We're celebrating a company moving from one town to the next instead of celebrating companies moving here from other states.
Yeah.
And the last thing I'll say, Kevin, is we really need to declare an economic war on Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New York. I mean, right now, in a number of different ways, they're eating our lunch when it comes to attracting, recruiting, and retaining businesses.
Well, there have been successful governors in the states in recent years that have done just that, and they have been able to, even since the pandemic, jumpstart their state economies. And it seems to me if you have a ship as big as New Jersey, it tends to steer slowly. We need something exciting that will attract and begin that process. Let me ask you this question in particular, because the tax issue is going to continue to come up. Murphy was famous in his first term for even trying to tax the rain that fell on someone's driveway. And as someone who woke up this morning with a wet driveway, I wasn't really pleased with that at the time that he proposed it. But what is your approach to the current tax structure and what you perceive to be would be the opportunity to change that tax structure once the Cittarelli administration is in office?
Kevin, no governor has had a better opportunity fix the long-standing permanent problems of New Jersey, like property taxes, school funding, and the business climate, than Governor Murphy. That budget is up $20 billion in less than 7 years' time. It's gone from $36 billion to $56 billion. It's all been squandered away.
Hold that thought right there, Jack. It's Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. Per usual, on Thursday, we like to look at legal items. Nothing gets more legal than electing a governor. Back with Jack Cittarelli after this.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Timothy Mahoney uncovers evidence of the true location of Mount Sinai, interviewing modern-day Exodus explorers and scholars.
Once I realized what this site was, I dropped to my knees.
All of the evidence, it's sitting out there for everyone to see.
Inspiring and faith-affirming. Journey to Mount Sinai 2 in theaters only May 15th and 17th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free, or my six-piece towel sets. buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646, that's 800-289-2646, or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, and we continue with my conversation with Jack Cittarelli off of the big announcement that he's running for governor a second time. Governor, I just have a couple of other things I want to touch on because I feel like this we're in an election year that's going to precede your election year. And you've already been out on the trail, appearing at events with candidates, helping people get the message out. But the nation is in a crisis right now that I think all of elected offices are going to have an opportunity to impact. And when you look at the congressional seat in District 5, when you look at the U.S. Senate seat and the opportunities that New Jersey has to take a different direction, let me ask you specifically, how important is it that if you are to be governor, elected governor in 25, that you have a U.S. senator that is from your party, that you have a congressional delegation from your party on issues like illegal immigration and the issues of crime and other things that brings with it into the state that you would ultimately manage?
It's critically important, Kevin, and I do believe that the people of New Jersey have had it. They've seen what's gone on with people like Bob Menendez and most recently the governor's wife who was seeking the U.S. Senate seat. And so what I say to people is, if you want change, you've got to make a change. It's time to elect a Republican congressperson in Congressional District 5. And Mary Jo Windis is a great candidate. And I'm really excited about this year's U.S. Senate race. That primary is yet to be settled, but we've got some great candidates. And it would be for the first time in 50 years, a Republican U.S. senator from New Jersey. That's been way too long, but let's make that happen.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited. But, you know, at the end of the day, the presidential winds will dictate a lot of what goes on. And I'm convinced that Donald Trump is the next president of the United States because people believe what they see. They may not believe everything they read. They may not believe everything they hear, but they believe what they see. And here's what they see. They see what's going on the border. They see the lawlessness in the community. They see the price of groceries. They see a president that's too old for the job, and they see a vice president that's unqualified for the job. And those are the reasons why I believe Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States.
Well, it's going to be interesting, and the battles are going to be hard fought, especially even between now and this year's election, and being stuck with kind of the delegations that we have. But let me just ask you, from a gubernatorial perspective, what could you do if you were governor today to, say, take on the increase in crime that we've seen from the last 3 years and the problems that illegal immigration has brought to New Jersey, because there are deteriorating, long-lasting effects from the bringing in of more and more people.
First thing I can do through the National Governors Association is rally the other governors to support Governor Abbott in what's going on along the border there between Texas and Mexico. Because if we allow it to continue, we are all border states. And you see what's going on in places like New York City, which in the beginning was all open arms about all of these asylum seekers and illegal immigrants. And now all of a sudden they're changing their tune because of all the fiscal burdens that have come along with it and the lawlessness. So I've got to rally the other governors to be supportive of Governor Abbott. The other thing that I'll do as governor is we will not have sanctuary cities, nor will we be a sanctuary state here in New Jersey that only encourages illegal immigration. And I'm never going to forbid any local law enforcement agency from working with federal agencies when they have arrested someone who is here illegally that has committed a crime. And the last thing we need to do, Kevin, and I will, on day one, we will have an attorney general that supports the law enforcement community. Right now, we do not. And it's demoralizing for people whose job has never been harder.
Yeah.
The men and women in blue need to know that the number one law enforcement officer in this state, the attorney general, has their back. That's not the way they feel right now. That'll change when I'm governor.
Jack Cittarelli, final minute. Just give us a little taste of who you are for people that have never heard your story. Where'd you grow up, and why do you want to be governor?
I'm a Jersey guy. The Cittarellis have been here for 100 years. My grandparents came to New Jersey to provide for their family. They started their own business. My parents did the very same, owning a restaurant bar as a two-time successful business owner. I followed in their footsteps. I never even left the state to go to college, MBA, CPA from Seton Hall University. And this is my final destination, Kevin. It's home, always has been, always will be. I don't want to be congressman. I don't want to be U.S. senator. Don't want to be president. Don't want to write a book. Just want to fix the state we all love. So I'm excited about the race. We came real close last time. We know what we need to do a little better, and we won't be dealing with a pandemic. It's awfully hard to get out and shake hands when your governor has shut down the place and ordered a shelter-in-place order.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about this time around, and I sense the energy out there. So I'm really looking forward to the next year and a half and delivering a victory here for New Jersey.
Well, Jack, you and I will be speaking often over the next couple of years. I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Kevin, thank you, buddy.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great, and because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl.
I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you back on the legal edition of the Thursday show here. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. We take a look at different slices of the legal pie from time to time. So it's good to talk to the man who wants to be governor, and we'll continue that conversation with him down the road. But I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest, because as we have been talking to you in recent days, and Kelsey Bowler has been with me, and we have talked and discussed about the different things that she traces, the issue of incarceration and how people are treated when they are incarcerated is something that a lot of the world ignores, but I think we do so to our peril. And my next guest is actually from Kelsey's newest work called Cruel and Unusual Punishment. It's a series of documentary films that is examining what is going on in one prison system in the country, but really doing so from the perspective that it might move to other states, because there's been a push for it. And in the tri-state area, it is not far off. Let me just put it that way. So my next guest, and Amy, I'm gonna just butcher your last name, but is Amy Ichikawa. Did I say that right?
Almost. It's Ichikawa.
Ichikawa. Okay. And Amy was an incarcerated inmate in a prison. Amy, I'm going to have you tell your story a little bit. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So where does your story start?
It starts in 2009 in the mean streets of Long Beach. You know, I the economy was horrible. I'm not trying to, you know, downplay the severity of the commission of my crime, but I got involved in selling drugs and had a really bad drug deal gone wrong that resulted in a kidnapping. And I ended up just, you know, serving 5 years in a California state prison. I got real lucky, very blessed, because everyone I met inside with similar situations is still there. And
wow.
Yeah.
So and this was the first time you had been in this level of incarceration?
That's correct. First time I had been arrested, pulled over, or anything.
And what happened when once you were in the prison, the women's prison there?
Once I was in the prison, it was very similar to like walking into hell because it's so hot up there. It's, I think it was about 115 when I got off the bus that day. And it's totally new. It's completely foreign to me. So it was pretty scary. And the first 2-3 years were pretty scary. But you learn the ropes, and the culture inside women's prison is very different from what you would see on TV or what you would assume based on men's prison. Women tend to make families, they nest, they cook together, they pray together. It's very, very different from what you would.
There's a lot of actual spiritual regeneration and seeking and trying to get life straightened out, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So in this context, what does the state of California start doing?
In the state of California in 2021 implemented the Respect Agency and the Transgender Respect Agency and Dignity Act, which allows for anyone to use a gender self-ID to transfer to the prison of their preferred gender, their self-declared gender. There was one person who transferred. Actually, there's two. One already paroled, and one actually came back because she said it wasn't all it was cracked up to be. It was actually more catty over there than it was at the women's prison. So it's not beneficial to anybody except
right.
for...
I was being a little facetious, but the point is that men started infiltrating the prison that you were at.
Yes. Yes, they did. The first busload was full of people that women have described as football players with boobs.
And how did this impact your situation?
Well, you know, this was occurring at the same time I was trying to establish my nonprofit. And I had to completely shift gears because I was getting hundreds of messages via email and regular mail, phone calls from people I had never met before, asking for help, crying, just feeling extremely abandoned and in complete disbelief that there were actually, you know, serial rapists that were transferring in and they were being forced to live with them.
And the state of California just is nonplussed by this. They don't have any sense of urgency or need to change it.
Not too much. I did actually take a trip to the Capitol last week, and surprisingly, people were pretty responsive. They are saying they didn't know. I don't really understand how a legislator couldn't know unless they're just not reading the bills that they vote for. But I'm going to give them that. Just going to continue informing them and ask them to make some amendments to.
So what is happening with the men? What are the men doing when they are incarcerated with the women?
They're having the time of their lives. They're nobody's rehabilitating at this point. There's several pregnancies, rapes, consensual sex, which is not permitted either. There's a huge power imbalance. They're able to get women moved out of their cells. They have a lot of control there. The staff is afraid to discipline them or make any notices of anything that they're doing because they're afraid of lawsuits, because these people are represented by very high powered attorneys.
And the women that are there are just stuck being victims.
Yes. Yes, they are, because they can't, if they speak up and out, they usually get retaliated.
Retribution
against
within the system. Yeah.
Really,
that's where the dudes bring the dude prison with them. It's, you know, it's this argument is it's getting tiresome, but it's one that we have to have. Men and women are different. They think differently. They feel differently. They have a different hormonal makeup. They do different things. Amy, if you could wave a magic wand, what would you like to see happen in your circumstance?
I would love to see the guardrails and the safety net that was promised to these women before the law was implemented to be put in place.
And how can my listeners be in contact with your organization?
They can visit my website. It's www.womaniiwoman.org and learn how they can help us and stay updated on the current conditions inside.
Right. We're going to have you back Amy, I just appreciate your coming on. It's woman, all one word, .org. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Stay here.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Color is vital to your health. I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I was just thinking, you know, in terms of legality, this story is very interesting to me. You know who Kristi Noem is? She's the governor for South Carolina. Fairly conservative, big Trump supporter, has been vocal about things like women, you know, men and women's sports, etc. Well, she has just been banned from about 10% of the total state that she governs. How did that happen? Well, on Tuesday, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Council, which is a Native American group, voted to ban Noem from areas under its control. And you combine that with the bans from the Ogallala Sioux Tribe in February and the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe last week. The Republican governor is now banned from approximately one-tenth of the entire state that she governs as governor. This according to the news outlet, The Daily Beast. The banishment came in response to remarks that Noem made about Native Americans of the state, accusing tribal leaders of not doing enough to expunge the influence of drug cartels. Governor Noem's wild and irresponsible attempt to connect tribal leaders and parents with Mexican drug cartels is a sad reflection of her fear-based politics that do nothing to bring people together to solve problems, said chairwoman of one of the Sioux tribes, Janet Alcure. Now, if that was the only statement, I would say, you know, that's an interesting thought. But that's not the only thing that the tribes are doing. What are they really after? Well, the chairwoman continues. She goes, rather than make uninformed and unsubstantiated claims, which I don't know if Noem's claims were unsubstantiated, and I don't know if they were uninformed. The cartels have a huge influence, and it is my understanding that they have influence with the Native American tribes in multiple ways here in the States. Now, whether that's just hearsay or not, I'll let Christy Noem, you know, explain her own comments. But it's not like the discussion of it is not out there and ongoing. Anyway, this chairwoman says instead of making those claims, she should work together with tribal leaders. Why? To increase funding and resources for tribal law enforcement and education. Of course. We're mad that the woman who runs the state said something about potentially bad behavior amongst our people, and what we want to do is get paid off for it. That's what they want. They're complaining that they need more funding for their own law enforcement. The tribes have set it up so that they believe that they should have the right to have their own police force and have their own, you know, discussion of right and wrong and adjudication, all the rest of it. It's a completely separate legal system. But they want Christy Noem to fork over cash to fund it. So if she says something negative about potentially cartels using tribespeople for drug running, again, not a new conversation. This has been happening for years. I just think it's very ironic. And that's where, so you have a governor that literally can't step foot in 10% of her own state. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.